think we discussed it a shtickle on the Indian of Tefillah. Tefillah has to be a direct kesher. All the goyim are stopping the direct kesher that we have with the Rabbeinu Shleinu. All the goyim, all the shivim umos, they have their Eretz Yisrael is the Oretz Hashem Eini Hashem Lekecha Bo Mireishis Hashanah Adachris Hashanah. Eretz Yisrael doesn't have a mazel. In Eretz Yisrael, you're directly connected to Hashem. Eretz Yisrael, the Yid is directly dovak to the Rabbeinu Shleinu. There's no mazel, it's direct. But the goyim, that's why it says the Gemara in Ksubas, whoever doesn't live in Eretz Yisrael is doyim kimish eina leka, because it's not direct. Not direct goes against the whole inyan of tefillah. That's why all the tefillahs from Chutz Laretz first have to come in through Eretz Yisrael, because the tefillah has to be direct. Tefillah is naftulin, it's a direct kesher with Hashem. Baruch Atah. Moshe Rabbeinu Mitzrayim, he had to ketzesi min ha'ir. He had to go out of the town. You can't daven, Ephraim kapel Hashem. You can't daven, because Mitzrayim is the emtsoy. Mitzrayim is the interference between us and Hashem. All the goyim are the interference between us and Hashem. Eretz Yisrael is the direct kesher. Around Eretz Yisrael is the Zayin Umim, Zayin Amim. The Zayin Amim correspond to the Shivim Umis. And the Shivim Umis are the ones stopping us to get that direct kesher. Eretz Yisrael is the direct kesher. Before you come to Eretz Yisrael, you have the bilbulim in your moyach of you can't connect directly to Hashem because you have all the umas. And that's why there's the inyan of bikovish those umas. The inyan of kvishas umas, of destroying those umas, is to make a direct connection with Hashem. And the umas are stopping that direct connection. And that's the melchemes mitzvah of getting through, of conquering those azayin alamin. Loisachaya kol neshama in melchemes mitzvah, loisless inyan of loisachaya kol neshama, because there mustn't be anything in between. And Mitzrayim, the dibur was in Golos, means the dibur of tefillah was in Golos, because Paro is mamish and emtsoy, that sticks himself mamish over there so clearly, sticks himself over there between the lamata and the lamala. When Paro is done away, then you can sing Shira, because we've said before already that Shir is the same letters as Yosha, and the Yosha they get connection, direct connection with Hashem. When you destroy them tzoy, then you have a direct connection. And then you can sing Shira. Oz Yoshe mikan remez l'tchis ha-meisim min ha-toyer. Tchis ha-meisim is a matzav where there'll only be asan HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Then it'll be, it's the zman, it's the tkufa of the direct kesher. It's the tkufa of the direct kesher. And that comes through Shira. So fighting with the Umis Oilam, fighting with the goyim around Eretz Yisrael, and in order to be Zoycha, to get to a direct kesher, tefillah must be a direct kesher. Tefillah and tefillin go together. It's the end of Pasha's boy. Is V'hoya lo yisal yotcha, lo tatov is ben yinecha, ki b'choyzik yod, o yitzionu Hashem in Mitzrayim. Tefillin shel yad. And Tefillin Shel Roish. Tefillin Shel Yad and Tefillin Shel Roish represents the direct kesher between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Tefillin Shel Yad is us. The Tefillin Shel Roish is connected to the Neshoma Shel Amoyach, connected to the Chelek Elokai Mimal. The Tefillin Shel Yad and the Tefillin Shel Roish is the direct kesher. And that's why you mustn't be mafsik between Tefillin Shel Yad and Tefillin Shel Roish. The Goyim are mafsik between Tefillin Shel Yad and Tefillin Shel Roish. The Goyim are mafsik between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And you mustn't be mafsik. Adarabba, when the goyim see tefillin, they don't dare come anywhere near. V'roch alam yorot kishem Hashem nikra lecha v'yor memeko ei letefillin shel roish. Because they see that we have a direct kesher with Hashem. And that's what they're trying to stop. But when Rabban Shalom's chelek is apparent to them, is then they get scared. Then they go away. Memela, somebody who is soch, somebody who is soch, between tefillin shel yad and tefillin shel rosh, somebody who soch, who shmuzes between the tefillin shel yad and tefillin shel rosh, choyze ma'orechei al nechama, he can't go out and fight. According to what we're saying, it's half of a fellow, why not? Because he soch between the tefillin shel yad and tefillin shel rosh. The whole inyan of going to fight the enemy is that there shouldn't be this emtsoy, that we should be able to connect directly to the Rebbeinu Shlomo, so in order that we should be able to daven. Tefillah and tefillin is the same word. Tefillin is tefillin shiyad, tefillin shiroish, that kesher. Tefillah is the direct kesher between us and between Hashem. So Meira, therefore, somebody who talks between Tefillin Shorosh and Tefillin Shaliyat, Tefillin Shaliyat and Tefillin Shorosh, Kilo, what's he's asking to have an interruption between us and Hashem? He's asking to have a psenim tzoy chas v'shol between us and Hashem? How can you go and fight? The whole tachlis on the Muhammad is to take away that tzoy. It should be direct. And your mafsik means you're not making it direct anymore. Between the Tefillin Shaliyat and Tefillin Shorosh. So Meira, therefore, the Avera of Asoch between Tefillin Shaliyat and Tefillin Shorosh is the Avera show you chosen by Ma'orcha and Muhammad. That's my Mishnah Nakuda. So getting rid of Mitzrayim was getting rid of the Mitzrayim. So Moshe Rabbeinu should be able to daven, the Eden should be able to daven. When he said, Ma Titzak Eli, Rabbeinu Shalom said, Ma Titzak Eli. It says Moshe Rabbeinu started davening. Ma Titzak Eli. Now is not the time to daven. Why not? When is then the time to daven? But the answer is, Rabbeinu Shalom is saying, soon Mitzrayim is over with. Then you'll be able to daven. Now, follow what I tell you. Just go. Just go. When Mitzrayim will be done away with, is other Abba. So then there'll be a direct kesher. Then you'll even be able to sing a shir. Then the kesher will be so yoshar, will be so direct, that yoshar will be able to turn into shir. Yoshar will be able to turn into shir. And that's what happened after the thing. We have a direct kesher with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The mon we got after Kriyas Yom Tov, the mon was a Rabbeinu Shalom feeding us. It was a mamshah direct kesher. Normally it's got to go through the muzzle, it's got to go through the rain, it's got to go through things that have to grow. And that's already getting mixed with the muzzle and with the dus and with the yens and with all the hashpahs that have to come down indirectly, ahin and aher. After Kriyas Yom Tov, it's direct between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rabbeinu Shalom is feeding us. You don't have to go through him tzoyim. The Gemara says in Brachas that Be'etzim is also HaKadosh Baruch Hu feeding us. The long Gemara there in Brachas, where Gamliel, and he served them, and he says, you're not better than Rabban Shalom, he also serve. It's called, any meal that we eat, is Meister Rabban Shalom is putting it on the table for us. But there are so many Mitzoyim that has to go through Harisha and Zriya and Koichavot Simiyodi and all these other things. After Kriyas Yom Tov, when there's no Mitzrayim, you can daven direct, the whole relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu is direct. Whole relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu is direct. And that direct relationship that there is with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's represented by the mon. That's represented by the mon. The mon is that direct relationship. The mon is that kesher yashir, that direct kesher that we have with Hashem. That's the mon. Amalek is the one that tries to take away that direct kesher that we have with Hashem. We've discussed before already that Amalek is that one. Hagam lichvish es Amalke emi baboyes. Amalek is the one that's mafrid between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He's the chief. He's the Rosh HaMafridim. He's the Rosh HaMafriim between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the sword of Hagam lichvish es Amalke emi baboyes. The Melech and the Malka stam is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Esther's Knesset Yisrael, and the Melech is the thing, and Agam Nachmish is a Malki, Imi Baboyas, in the Rabbein Shalom's palace. That's always what Amalek, Edoim, that's what they do. Titus, Oiv Aveir, is in the Beis Hamikdash. He's trying to be mafrid in the Cheder Yichud between us and Hashem. So he came, this was the time where he came. If you want to try to be mafrid, somebody who's mamish now in the Cheder Yichud, who's mamish now without any hafra, without any interference, then this is the time to do it. And that's why, at that point, Vayova Amalek, Vayelochem Mitzrayim Berfidim. So the time where we're going through the Makkas, where the Rabban Shalom is makkering Mitzrayim, is doing away with Mitzrayim, and especially Shabbos Shira, so it's called Keilu Deinin of Shabbos Shira, because the whole Shabbos is the beginning of Goy Shabbos Chayiv Misa. There's no Goyim in Shabbos. Shabbos is 124 hours of a direct link between us and Hashem. Shabbos is mamish a direct link between us and Hashem. Shabbos is the Cheder Yichud. It's a 24-hour Cheder Yichud. There's no Yitzias HaShabbos. It's all Adarabah. It's all Yitzias HaShabbos. It's all inside. Shabbos Shira is the Shabbos of Shira. It's the Shabbos of Yashir. is the Shabbos of Yosha. If every Shabbos is a Yosha, Shabbos Shira is a Shpitz Yosha. Because Mitzrayim, Amalek was conquered in this week. When he didn't have a direct kesher, we're looking for a direct kesher with Hashem. Is then there's a nitzachon against Amalek. Yeah, that's what's good. People's minds today are so movable. There's so many different things going on in a person's mind. The person's mind is famatet already. Should be zoche, the benchlam should be megala to us, and the sochen of goyim and mogoyim. Then we should be zoche to be able to daven with a direct kesher, to be able to live with a direct kesher. To begin as mona, each should be zoche to feel when he eats a meal at the table and makes a brocha. He's mamish mishulchan gavoya kazochu. Should be able to feel the inyan of mishulchan gavoya. Should be able to feel in everything have the direct kesher, which comes with drowning mitzriim. Le'nishalem ad echot. There wasn't one left. Everyone is a disturbance. Whoever's left is le'sechaya kol neshama. In the mitzvah of killing off the zayin amamin around Eretz Yisrael. In that mitzvah of killing off the zayin amamin, there mustn't be anyone. Anyone is interfered. There must be nothing. It's just us and Hashem. Just us and Hashem. Cheder yichud. No one's allowed it. Not even one person besides b'chosan and kal. Lo yinishavim ad echot. Also by Klal Yisrael. Echot mehem. Also by the Kriyas Yamsuf. Echot mehem lo yinoisa. Echot mehem. If one of them is noisa, then there's some mafrid between us and Hashem. Echot mehem lo yinoisa. And the day that echot mehem lo yinoisa is that's how we have. That's how we have the direct kesher. That's the Shabbos Shira. Shabbos where we have to feel that what we daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it comes out as these daft design, feeling that Mordek HaKesha. That's the Kesha of Tefillin. Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echot. Mika Amcha Yisrael, Goy Echot Ba'oretz. It's all Echot, there's nothing else, no one else and nothing else. That's the Kesha of Tefillin. So that's why the end of the last pasuk of Parshas Boy, Lois Al Yotchala, Totovis Ben Enecha, after Tefillin comes straight away Parshas B'Shalach. Parshas B'Shalach was poil what Tefillin has to be poil. Yeah. Shkoyach.
Rabbi just added in at the end a small point that's the reason we daven first thing in the morning. Because the first thing we need to do when we wake up is to daven and to clear our minds from everything. And that's why we have to daven again, mincha in the middle of the day, to clean our minds again. It's not just good enough to daven once a day, we have to daven three times a day to have our mind cleansed throughout the whole day. In the morning it's the easiest when we wake up and our minds are fresh and clear. But that's the sight of the tefillah and the davening, so our minds are cleaned and cleansed throughout the whole day.